Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to, in turn, like to sincerely commend you and the Secretariat for your hard work and the excellent way in which you have steered our deliberations these past 2 weeks. Let me thank you also for your summary, duly reflecting our discussions. Our sessions and the excellent presentations of panelists have allowed us to have in-depth discussions and to explore the extent to which progress can be made in the field of multilateral nuclear disarmament negotiations. As indicated by Australia, some new interesting pathways have been identified, particularly with regard to OP3 of the resolution, and can be listed and agreed upon without too many difficulties. A lot of time has been spent the past few weeks on discussing the desirability to proceed to the negotiation of a prohibition treaty. It is clear that we are not yet at a point where we agree on the way ahead in this respect. Further, discussions are indeed needed to further reflect on advantages and disadvantages of the various proposals. As a consequence, and as far as the way forward is concerned, my delegation expects it to be difficult for this OEWG to find agreement on recommendations concerning OP2 of Resolution 7033, especially considering the fact that the core of our profound disagreement concerns the recommendation with respect to the launch of negotiations on a legally binding instrument prohibiting nuclear weapons. As we have heard again this morning, for some delegations, such a ban constitutes a and probably the only concrete effective legal measure that needs to be adopted without further ado to attain and maintain a world without nuclear weapons. For others and for my delegation, such a measure would not only be not effective at this point in time, but would probably be even counterproductive, and other measures mentioned in the progressive approach paper deserve for us priority. As a matter of fact, this lack of agreement was already expected in New York at the time of the drafting of the resolution in question, as OP2 requests the OEWG to substantially address concrete effective legal measures, legal provisions and norms that will need to be concluded to attain and maintain a world without nuclear weapons. It does not mention and does not, strictly speaking, expect us to come up with recommendations. On the contrary to OP3, where this term of recommendation is explicitly mentioned. Were it have been possible to come up with such a recommendation, my delegation would have welcomed it, but that reality is different. My delegation would therefore argue in favor of the drafting of a consensual report addressing both issues related to OP2 and OP3 of Resolution 7033, but for drafting of recommendations limited to OP3. My delegation equally has some questions with a proposed way forward consisting in drafting a list that would encompass all or most recommendations presented at this OEWG with the indication of the degree to which they were supported. Indeed, such an approach is for my delegation not the best way to proceed, as the end result may be rather confusing in terms of follow-up to be given to it and will not duly reflect the extent to which common ground could really be reached at this OEWG. I thank you, Mr. Chairman.